Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Kuf Aleph. Kuf Aleph, the last 10 blot or so here in Maseches Trumas. Even less, there are 107 daf here in Trumas, the last week, the last 7 daf here. And the last point we were making, we were in the middle of a conversation, which we were commenting on. The conversation between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rebbe Eliezer held that there was a klal uprat, and or prat uklal. He said, uprat uklal, and the Rabbanan said, no, it's prat uklal uprat, and therefore it should be still specific. Rebbe Eliezer included mashke, and the Chachamim say, no, back. They wouldn't include, right? Where did this start from? This started on the bottom of Kuf Amud Aleph, where the Gemara asks, what is the source for Rebbe Eliezer? That he knows that the liquids have the status of liquid, and the liquid is significant. V'chol mashke. V'chol mashke. And then the Gemara says that Rebbe Eliezer really is holding like Rebbe Yishmael. Because Rebbe Yishmael is the one that says, Prat Uklal, according to the Girsa change that we made, Prat Uklal, so everything is included then in the klal. Right? You have a klal. It says water, but then it says, V'chol mashke sher yishaseh. So Reba HaKol, it includes all. But then the Gemara said that Rebbe Eliezer goes one step further than Rebbe Yishmael. Rebbe Yishmael says that when you have a prat and klal, then you have it all inclusive. But he says that even in the case of a prat, uklal, uprat, where the Torah specifies again a prat afterwards, and he still generalizes it. And the Gemara says, why does he do that? Because he doesn't really think it's a prat, uklal, uprat. Because the second prat is used up to teach us a halacha. Right? That was in the middle of Kuf Amud Beis. Which halacha? Asher yishaseh, excluding spoiled liquid. That's what it excludes. So it's only a prat and klal. It's not prat, klal, prat. So that's used up. And that's what Rebbe Eliezer said to the Chacham. Let's read that again, because we're in the middle of the conversation. Kach meishir Rebbe Eliezer to the Chachamim. Ma de islachon, asher ye'achel. Just like Rebbe Eliezer says to the Chachamim, you use the word asher ye'achel by solids to exclude spoiled food, so to use asher yishaseh to exclude spoiled liquid. So the second prod is used up to teach us that. So it's not a prod uklal uprod. It's just prod uklal. Therefore, be inclusive. And the Rabbanan say back to Rebbe Lazar, no, don't compare food and liquid. Ochlin u'mashkim. There are two differences. We already mentioned them, but let's read them again. There are two differences we learn. By food, if it's spoiled me'ikaro, then it's tahar. That's what we said in the middle. Tomar b'mashkin shekein mashkes aruach me'ikaro tameh. Unlike liquid, which when it's mashkes aruach, it's a chumrah. So you see, liquid has a chumrah that Ochel doesn't have, so don't compare the two. So it's a chumr. It's a chumr in that even if it's putrid, when it comes into existence, it's still going to be tamei. And that's what we mentioned, the Tal Torah in the back of the Gemara mentioned, Sheikh Vazera and Ziva, right? All of those are putrid when they come into existence, and yet they are a source of tuma. So that's a chumrah. Let's just continue the conversation, and then we'll get back to Sheikh Vazera, as I said. But let's first continue. Davar Acher, the Rabbanan say, I'll tell you another difference between mashke and ochel. Not only the one that we just said, but this one, Lo Emamarta Ba'ochlin, Shekin Ochlin Miuchadim La'adam Ein Tzrichin Machshava. Ochel, that is specifically geared for human consumption, does not need thought, Machshaves Ha'adam, to make it ra'ui for human consumption to be Mekabel Tumah. It's automatic. If there's food that's ra'ui for a person, human consumption is automatically Mekabel Tumah. Tomar B'mashkin, Shekin Mashkin Amiuchadim La'adam Tzrichin Machshava. Liquids that are miyuchad for people to drink, still you need machshava to make them mekabel tuma. That's what it says in the Mishnah in Uksin, as the Mara Fulda quotes. So you see, there's a difference between the two, but we left off with that in the last year. But one second, that second difference kind of works in the opposite direction. The Chacham say back to Rebbe Lazar, no, there are differences between the two. Ochlo mashkin. The first one is a chumra by mashke and a kula by ochel. Fine, that's good. But the second one is the opposite. The second one is a kula by mashke. By kula, if you don't think about it, then it's not going to be makabel tuma. So that's what Gemara jumps on now. Umipnei shetzrichin machshava, because you need machshava for the liquid to be makabel tuma, yehi mashke saruach meikar otameh. Right, that's why you should say there's no exclusion of asher yishaseh, and it's tamei even if it's putrid right away. No, hol vein tzrichin machshava yei mashke tzuruch meikar atar. If you're bringing me a kula by liquids, so you should say a kula by liquids in the other context also. So the Gemara says that the second part that we're going to make doesn't really fit. Because they're trying to argue to say that liquids are going to be more chamor. Don't use asher yishaseh to exclude putrid liquids meikaro. So the Gemara says, you can't bring me a kula to try to prove a chumrah, so the Gemara has to modify. You're right. This is what the following is really the second point what the Rabbanan wanted to say. Dabar acher, the following, fourth line now, I'm kuf aleph, amet aleph. Dabar acher, amru lo, lo amamarta ba'ochlin, shekein ochle behema la'adam einan ba'an b'machshava. No, this is the chumrah. When you have food that's roi for an animal, and you decide you want to use it for a person, Eina b'machshava, just thinking about it is not enough. It's not enough. Tomer b'mashkin, meaning you have to do a maisa maybe. Tomer b'mashkin, shekein mashke behema la'adam bon b'machshava. Liquid has a chumra. Mashke, liquid that's roi for an animal. For example, rainwater. Rainwater, animals can drink rainwater. And if you want to use that, you want to designate that as for human consumption, that's automatic. B'machshava. So that was the Rabbanan's second point. Mashke, and these are all talked about in Mishnayos elsewhere, in Uksin and Machshirin, in terms of these differences. But the Rabbanan say back. So don't tell me that phrase, Asher Yishaseh, is used up. It could be that there's no parallel exclusion. We have Asher Ye'ochel to exclude Macho, that is putrid Meikaro, so that's not included in Tumah. But who says the same thing by liquid? So that's how they argue back on the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so that's the end of that conversation. You know what? Let's just do the next couple of lines, and then we'll again talk about it. Vitani Kane. But the Gemara says the fact that these are the sources of the Limud, the source for Rabbi Eliezer, is in the following brisa as well. So Kol Mashke, right? This is a proof to what we just said before, the stum of the Gemara. But here it's in a brisa. Vitani Kane. Kol Mashke, Matam Alomar. It says any Mashke. What does it mean? Asher Yishaseh. That's the prat lamashke saruach. Div Rabbi Eliezer. As Rabbi Eliezer just said, you exclude Mashke saruach. So it's not a prat. You can include all other liquids that come out, meaning date honey and the dvash tuma of the tapuach, the yayin tapuchin, and the chometzit vanios. All of those have the status of a significant liquid, and therefore it can be makabel tuma. Amrulo, and the rabbanan say back, no, ein mashkin yotzin. They do not go out. Lo yidei ofos velo yidei para. You're telling me that there's something called mashke saruach, a disgusting liquid that is excluded from the pasuk? No, that pasuk doesn't exclude anything. You know why? Because certain all liquids, there are certain animals that would drink anything. That would drink anything. What, you ever see a bird being disgusted by some liquid? They'll drink anything. And the para, right, the cow. So there's never a mashke saruach for animals. So that is why we're not going to use that pasuk. Period. Good. So what we ended off with in the last year, I mentioned that the halachas of shichva zera is a mitzvah, right? It's a mitzvah to deal with all laws of tumah v'tahara, right? That's at the end of Parshas Mitzora, right? You have all the halachas. As we know, Vayikra and Sav is about a lot of kachim, and Shmini and Tazria is allowed a lot of many halachas of Taurus. So you have a Zav and a Zava and a Shechva Zera, that it's Tameh and Mitameh, right? It is a source of Tumah, and it is Mitameh. The Rambam, the Chinuch, I'm reading from the Chinuch, Midini HaMitzvah, Mashamar Zachron Levracha, Shashiru B'Nogia B'Kadasha, Uluroa Keri B'Kol Shehu. If somebody is roa keri, somebody is motzi zera, they become tame. Just that motzi, even if it's a tiny drop, but that is gives the halacha of tuma. V'noheges tumas shichva zera b'chol makom v'chol zman. Right? Mitzvah dara. This is a halacha that applies daraisa. Aval achshav b'avonoseinu shein lanu lo mikdash v'lo kachim einanu tzrichin lehizar b'nyin tuma. We're not makbid about this tumah bizman hazeh. Every time a husband and wife are together, they don't go to the mikvah the next day. Right? Why? Because we're not makbid. We're all tameh. We're much more tameh. We're all tameh mace. Right? Let alone tameh from an avatumah. Right? Theoretically, we could become tameh from the sheikh mazar. We could, right, it's a one day tumah, go to the mikvah, and then that's it. We're tar. But we don't do that nowadays because we're tameh anyway. The afal pikin, but we do know there was a time in history when they were makbid about this tumah. And that was known as we know as Takanas Ezra. Gemara in Brachas, Avapikein Ezra Tikein Tfila Labailikarian. Ezra was Mesakein, Kedeshi Yunakiyim, Vitahorim Yosir B'machshavasan, Velo Yiyu B'nei Adam Mitsuyin Eshel Neshoseyim, Kitarna Golem. chickens get a bad rap in this halacha, that, you know, that's the language of Chazal. Because if you have to go to the mikveh every time, you recognize, again, not that it's a negative, but it should be everything in proper quantity. And therefore, Ezra was misaken tvila for Balkeri. Meaning not for Zav. Not for Zav. Ezra was a misaken Zav. But stafka for Balkeri. Ubizmano lohaya adam mispalo vashona batara achara tvila. Unbelievable. Person would not daven until they, learn until they went to the mikvah after they were motzi zera. Ubizman azeh, pasachnu begemara, brachas chavbeis, bitlua chachamim latvilusa. Right, we make her a dim, we were mavato that. They saw it brought more harm than it did good. Right, people wouldn't be learning and wouldn't be davening. Vein adam nimna milis palel, ulashanos gamlaniach tfilin bishvil keri, viafilin atilusa. So, achshav, we don't do that. Again, the language of the Gemara is divrei Torah ain't a makabel tuma. Divrei Torah not makabel tuma, and therefore we were mevatel this takanas Ezra. The Rishonim discuss how did we have the authority to be mevatel a takana of Ezra HaSofer? Right, you need a bezdin that's as great b'chachmu v'minyan. You don't have that after Ezra, right? The Gemara says Ezra was like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? In a certain sense. Amnam, the Sefer Chinuch says, Baal Nefesh, Amatah Lekir, Yo Gamayom, Mita Tova Mishubachas. There are those that are Baal Nefesh that do this. But again, the Mefarshim say that this is not al Chachila for most. The Minchas Chinuch even says it's a Chumra de Asili de Kula in many areas. He says, Daideze Yibuto Mikriyashma Vetfila Lo Mahani Kabbalah. So he talks about the Minchas Chinuch talks about many of these issues and Lamaisa, v'chul. But again, Sheikh Vazera, this whole mitzvah is an important mitzvah because historically, what it had to do with, and, is there differences in touching the Sheikh Vazera and the person who's Motzi Zera and the woman who's involved, all different halachas about how the Tumah transfers. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, we're in the middle of Kuf Aleph Amad Aleph. Chavraya b'shem Rebbe Elazar. So Rebbe Elazar is the one that says that the liquid has the status of liquid that comes out. If these solids have the status of liquid, and it's if a czar eats any of these items, he is chayev keren v'chomesh. That was the shita of Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnah. Chayev keren v'chomesh. That's what we were based on. So now Chavraya b'shem Rebbe Elazar. That's not Rebbe Eliezer. This is the later a Rabbanon said, Moda Rebbe Eliezer lechachamim, b'mashke saruach me'ikaru shu tamei. Rebbe Eliezer agrees that if by a putrid liquid me'ikaro, so then it is, he agrees that that is in the world of Tuma. So the Gemara said, one second. We just spent a while talking about that. That's not true. V'yataninan, but didn't we learned it in Mishnah Taras also. Hamola yotzamihan, the Mishnah there talks about the different, stages of oil, or I should say liquid coming out of the olives. Right when you pick an olive, some little, liquid comes out. And then you let him sit, and some more liquid comes out. It's called like oil water. And then finally, when you really start pressing it, the real oil comes out. So that earlier, what's called mohal, right, that earlier stuff that comes out, is that halakhically liquid? It's putrid. It's not oil yet. And it's not water. It just tastes bad. Hamol ayotzeman, Rebbe Elazar matar. Rebbe Elazar says that's tar. So you see, Rebbe Elazar says, by mashkes saruach meikaro, it is excluded. V'chachamim metamin. So how could the Chavraya say the name of Rebbe Elazar? So the Gemara says, you're right, change it. Rebbe Ila, b'shem Rebbe Elazar, moder Rebbe Eliezer l'chachamim b'mei yam hagadol. Specifically, ocean water. Right, a big discussion in the Mefarshim, whenever it says yam hagadol in Chazal, does that mean the Mediterranean, or does that mean the ocean? I mean the ocean, the Yam HaGadol, because maybe that was the biggest Yam that they knew of at the time. But let's say it means the ocean according to many. So, which is salt water, which is you can't drink. So Rabbi Elazar would agree, not by all Seruchim, by the Yam HaGadol, the opposite. Shafilu hein Seruchin HaTorah Kara Osan Mayim. Ula Mikva Mayim Kara Yamim. Even though it's putrid, but the Torah gives it significance. The Torah calls it Mayim. Ula mikveh ha-mayim kara yamim, as we know from Abrashus. That's where Rebbe Elazar would agree to the Chachamim that ocean water is significant. Continuing, Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rabbi Yavo, moder Rebbe Elazar l'Chachamim. Rebbe Elazar would also agree here to the Chachamim. B'mei tardin u'b'mei shlakos, she'edan machshirin. When it comes to liquid that vegetables were soaked in, right? Beet water and cooked, right? Shlakos are cooked vegetables. Those are not machshir. Right? That's different than everything we've been talking about till now. What were we talking about till now? The juices and the stuff that flows out of the fruit. Right? You have the yayin tapuchim and the chometz tzitvanios. That's stuff that comes out. Here we're just talking about water that you soaked vegetables in or even that you cooked vegetables in. That does not have the status of truma. That does not have the status of truma. That's just cooked in and therefore that's not maksha. We'll have to talk about maybe a little bit on tomorrow's daf. What about tam ke'ikr? What about tam ke'ikr? It tastes like it. Does tam ke'ikr have any relevance for machshirin? It tastes like truma, but it's not mamashus, so we'll have to see. Okay, so that was all. We spent a lot of time, a couple of days, on the shita of Rebbe Eliezer from the Mishnah. The Mishnah back on Daf Sadi Tes, Rebbe Eliezer is mechayiv keren v'chomesh on all of these dvash, yayin, chometz that come out of these, all the meperis. Basically meperis. We could just call it that. Meperos, according to Rebbe Eliezer, you're mechayiv keren v'chomesh on meperis. And Rebbe Yeshua says not. Rabbi Yeshua is poter. Rabbi Yeshua says, if I eat meperis of truma, I am not chayiv keren v'chomesh. Not chayiv keren v'chomesh. And Rabbi Yeshua says, why? Because the seven liquids that are listed are not just the seven liquids in the other machshirin that are machshir l'kabel tuma, but those are the seven liquids that have significance. And other liquids, like meperos, do not have halachic significance. They are not machshir, and they are not considered what they came out of. Orange juice is not considered orange, and plum juice is not considered plum, and lemon juice is not considered lemon. It's not. And if I would drink the lemon juice, I'm putter by truma, and it is not going to be tame. Right? El amru shiva mashkin. Back to the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yeshua said, tamein v'shar kala mashkin tahorin. All other mashkin are tahar. So now let's talk about Rabbi Yeshua Shita. The Gemara goes into. Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. See, that comes up a lot, or very often in Shas, even though they were generations apart. There must have been a Mesorah, but Rabbi Yochanan didn't hear it from Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. But he very often quotes B'Shem Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Must have been a straight. He got a lot of the Mesorah of Rashbi, even though there were a couple of generations in between them. Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation Amoraim. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was right after Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon earlier. So im yomar lacha adam shimon emashkin hein. If somebody ever tells you, yeah, there's eight, there's not seven, there's eight, Omar lo, tell them, no, that can't be. Why? Omar hare talu mayim min echad hein. Water and dew are very, very similar. They're basically the same kind of liquid, and yet, umanu asan chacham shtayim, the chacham still counted as two in the Yad Shach Adam. Why'd they do that? Why didn't they just combine it and not be so specific? Ilu havilon chorin, if there were others, lo manune, wouldn't they have counted them too? If they're so specific about dew and water being separate, then if there were any others, they would have counted them also. The fact that they don't must be these are the only seven. These are the only seven. Good. We take out the next six words, and we go to the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Yeah, this is one of the Yesodos of Truma, the last parak here, but some Yesodos in our last parak. Right here, this Mishnah. Ein osin tamarim dvash. What are you allowed to do with, let's say I have Truma fruit? Oranges. Are we going to be allowed to make orange juice from truma oranges? If I give a Kohen some great oranges and I give them as truma, is he going to be allowed to make freshly squeezed orange juice with those oranges? Halacha lemaisa. Says the Mishnah. One is not allowed to make honey out of dates. You can't. You can't squeeze them. Maybe only grapes and olives. That's it. Everything else you can't. That's called a shinui. Bitruma uba meiser sheni. Whether you're talking about truma or meiser sheni, which also has kedusha. Elazesim v'anavim bilvad. Only olives and grapes. Only olives and grapes. Those are the only ones you can make into wine and oil. There is a discussion, we'll have to see, the Mefarshim talk about it. Is this only according to Reb Yoshua Shita from the last Mishnah? Rabbi Yeshua is the one that said that the stuff comes out does not have significance. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer would say, who says, I'm chayiv chomesh and keren, if I eat the chometz, if I drink the chometz, and then maybe he would say this is okay because he didn't really change anything. It still has kedusha. Or even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you still, you know, it's still called truma, but it's still not the same. Still not the same. So that's a discussion in the Mefarshim. But wine itself, interestingly, wine might even have a higher level than the grapes. We're saying, oh, you're allowed to make grapes into wine. It could be that you should, if you really want it, right? That's the Ramban. We mentioned very often already, many times in this Pesachta, we mentioned the Machlokas we've shown him about what's Chayev and Chumas and Maisus Midaraisa. Right? So Rashi and Tosfos and many others, only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. And the Rambam says all fruit. But Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar, what's Tirosh V'Yitzar? Dagon we know is grain. What is Tirosh V'Yitzar? The Ramban says, wine and oil is truma daraisa. Grapes and olives, questionable. So it's lahefech, right? Usually you think it starts with the fruit, but the Ramban, in Parshas Re'eh, that's where he holds like Rashi and Tosfos. He holds like only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. Avol ha-mitzvah b'tshumas u'maisus b'chol makom Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. What are those? Dagon b'lashon ha-kodesh chameshes ha-minim yuduim b'tvua. The five minim. Tirosh hayayin hachadash asher yashiku hayakavim. Tirosh means wine. Yitzar shemen asher bohem, oil. The ein min acher b'chol azroin u'b'chol peiros se'ilan hachayavim min ha-Torah klalo b'chumas lo b'maisros. Nothing else. Right? The dagon, wine, and oil. The yesh b'raisos shenuyos b'toros konim u'b'sifri la'asmachtos. Right? And there are many that have an asmachta to other. You'll find many stories in Shas. And many psukim, v'hein mutos, they trick you. Aval hadavar hamizbar b'gemara min ha-Talmud, ha-Bavli, v'ha Yerushalmi, u'pshuto shel mikra. Look in Bavli Yerushalmi and Torah Shebachsav, says the Ramban, kein hu. Sheafilu zesim va'anavim, ma'isr shalahem eina min ha-Torah, sheyasu tirosh v'yitzar. So according to the Ramban, you know what this Mishnah means? You should, or not even should. I mean, if you want to eat grapes, you can eat grapes. You just... They're not chayiv and chumas and maisus midaraisa. Not that you should. You can eat grapes too. V'tiye bazeh nizhar, says the Ramban, be very careful about this. Shekfar ta'u bo migdolei hamachabrim. Because the Ramban made a mistake about this. Interesting, he calls them migdolei hamachabrim like the Meiri later on. So I never noticed this, that the Ramban himself calls the Rambam gedolei hamachabrim. That's where it comes from. Okay, but that's the interesting in terms of the status. So the Mishnah says, you're not supposed to, if you already have truma, is it there? This means if I have truma fruit, I shouldn't squeeze them into other things. If I squeeze it already, that's a separate question. Am I allowed to give juice as truma to the Kohen? That's something separate. But this Mishnah says if I already have the fruit that's truma, I shouldn't squeeze it unless it is zeisim v'anavim. Vein mevi'in bikurim mashkin el ha'yosim zeisim v'anavim. What else? There's no bikurim that's brought as liquids. Bikurim are shivas haminim, right? We know shivas haminim that Eretz Yisrael is praised in. Those shivas haminim, chidas arah gefen tein arimon, zeshemen udvash, and anavim. So you bring those to the Beis HaMikdash. You bring the fruit to the Beis HaMikdash. You don't bring pomegranate juice to the Beis HaMikdash. It sounds like from our Mishnah, we'll have to see a steer in the Gemara, it sounds like from our Mishnah that there's no problem bringing oil as bikurim, or wine. Right? That's what it says. We'll have to see if there are any limits in that. And the only liquids on that list of seven, only two of those seven liquids come from a fruit. Right? Oil and grapes. Right, the other five liquids of the seven don't come. Right, milk and blood and the others. Vein makriven al gavei amizbeach al ayosim nezesim and the umin hanavim. And the only liquids that you pour on the mizbeach are what go out of an olive and a grape. As we know, oil. Every carbon mincha, almost every carbon mincha has oil, not the ones that are minchas chote, and wine, obviously nisachayayin. Next. Oh, the Gemara is going to talk about each of these sections. Ukse te'enim agrogoras. If I have a stem of a fig or dried figs, va'klasim va'charuvin shel truma, asur and lazarim. Those stems are also asur to azar. We'll have to see, and the Gemara is going to talk about, it's the soft, edible part of the stem that's going to have the kedusha. But if like the hard, sticking out part, that's not edible. But it's the part of the stem that's inside, the Gemara is going to say, that's going to have the kedusha. Okay, says the Gemara. There is a Mishnah. The Gemara is answering a question that the Gemara does not ask. Classic Yerushalmi, right? The Mishnah in Challah quotes a story that you're not allowed to bring oil and wine to the Beis HaMikdash as Bikurim, right? The Mishnah, it's actually the last Mishnah in Challah. The last Mishnah in Challah tells five stories, but this is one line. Yosef HaKohen, Hevi Bikure Yayin V'Shemen V'Lo Kiblu Mimenu. They didn't take it. Sorry. We don't take wine and oil. Right? Ben Antinus brought this. All these things that were not accepted. It's the last Mishnah in Challah. They didn't accept the wine and the oil. Our Mishnah says they accepted the wine and the oil. That you could bring it. So, Stira. Rabbi Ila, B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, Keni Masnisa. Our Mishnah says, Ein Osin. I'm sorry, did I jump the gun? Well, we'll see. We're going to have to know. We'll say Ein Osin. We switch the gears. Bikurim Mashkin. Ela Yotzim Enan Ezeisim Enan Avim. You don't make Bikurim into liquid, right? You don't only from olives, and you want to bring Bikurim, you only have Anavim. V'afilu mishe zachu bahen bailim. And even when once the Kohanim get it, right? It's not wine and oil. V'atani darach Bikurim mashke lahavian minayin shayavi. But the Braisa says, if you press Bikurim to liquid to bring it, how do you know you should bring it? Tamalomar tavi. You should bring it. Basically, that's the source for our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you can bring it as wine and oil. But that Mishnah Challah says you can't bring it as wine and oil. So, Stira, answer, says the Gemara, Taman Mishel Katan Mishar Rishon Amanas Kain. Over here, you know when it's mutter? If when you planted the grapes and the olives, your plan was to squeeze it, to make it into oil and wine, then you could do that, and you could bring that for Bikurim. Bram Hacha, over there, by Chala, Bishalo Liktan Mishar Rishon Amanas Kain. That wasn't your plan. You originally wanted it as grapes. You wanted it as grapes, you wanted to eat it as olives, and then you changed your mind. So that is not allowed. That is not allowed. That can't be used for Bikurim. So what's interesting, the Kesef Mishnah points out, the Minchas Chinuch points out, the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam doesn't make any chilukim. It's a problem in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't have any chilukim when he quotes this halacha. Look at the Minchas Chinuch in Sadi Aleph. That's the mitzvah about Bikurim. So he wonders. Where is the Minchas Chinuch? He quotes here from in Os Ches. He quotes in Os Ches V'ayin Barambam, and he quotes Bikurim in Orban El Bapeiros Eretz Yisrael V'lo Bapeiros Chutz La'aretz Chovas Karka. And what's chayiv in it? I'm sorry, oshei, not osches. He says, ein mevi'a bikurim mashkin, ubevadeh lo neskadesh klal. You can't bring liquids. Yayin v'shemen, das harambam de mevi'in. You can bring wine and oil. V'lo chile klal, v'sover de b'chalin yimevi'in. Ubekesef mishnah, maybe Yerushalmi. The Kesef Mishnah calls the Yerushalmi that has the stira between chala and trumas, and the yesh chilek. In Batsran mitchila lakach mevi'en yayin v'shemen. V'im lo Batsran mitchila lakach af yayin v'shemen ein mevi'en. Ubekes the Mishnah, Amar al Devar Rambam, shelo chilek bazeh. For some reason, the Rambam leaves out our chilek that appears in Challah and in Trumas, and he just says you're allowed to. Maybe the Rambam understands it as a machlokas between Mishnayis and Ipaskins like this one, but this is the shita of Rambam. Also, Arla came up. Oh, did I skip a line? I think I skipped a line. I'm sorry. Going back. I skipped a line in the Mishnah. I was going to say something about it, then I got carried away. Go back to the fourth line of the Mishnah. After we spoke about the squeezing, Ein sofkin arba'im mishum Arla, ela ala yotzi min azesim ve'anavim. Well, one doesn't get malchus. Arla is fruit of the first 3 years. You don't get malchus unless you ate the fruit. If you ate orange juice from Arla, then you don't get Malkus. That's not the full Isser Daraisa with Onesh, unless it's olives and wine. Zaysim imin ha'navim. And then I think I read I got the rest. I wanted to talk about Arla, right? The Arla maybe we'll save that for next time. Just mention the Ramban now. The Ramban in second Ramban, the Ramban in Parsha Kedoshim discusses the message of Arla, and the Ramban connects it to Ravai. Connects it to Ravai. The Ramban says that really we want to give the first to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Bikurim is the first. We want to give the first to HaKadosh, but the problem is the fruit don't really grow so well the first couple of years. but we want to bring the first. So what we do, we make the first three off limits. First 3 years off limits, you can't enjoy it anyway. And then in the fourth year, when it's really grown well, so then you bring those to the Beis HaMikdash. V'tam HaMitzvah Azo, says the Ramban, L'chabed es Hashem tfu aseinu, to thank Hashem, to be moda, to honor Him, mipriya eitzu tfu asakerem, v'lo nochal mehem et shenavi, kol pri shana achas hilom Hashem. V'hine, eina pri betok shol shonem, roi lakrivo, l'fnei Hashem anichban, l'fi shu muat. Doesn't really give so much of its fruit and aroma. So we wait. And that's why, that's our life. Of course, the Rambam often in Marne Vuchim, he says, no, because in the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to like do magic spells to try to get their fruit to grow very fast, even in the first 3 years. So we have Arla, Dafka, anti-Avodah Zarah. Right? The Rambam says many mitzvahs in the Marne Vuchim relate to anti-Avodah Zarah, but the Ramban always gives more positive, substantive, tamim behind that, and that's the line of Arla. Sorry, I skipped that before. Okay, we'll have to talk a little bit more about Hashem next time about Arla and about the other mitzvahs that are coming up as we are into the last week of Meseches Trumas.